stately Rome sometimes did dwell a man of noble fame, who had a son of seemly shape, Alfonso was his name. When he was grown and come to age, his father thought it best to send his son to Athens fair, where wisdom's school did rest. And when he was at Athens come, good lectors for to learn, a place to board him with delight, his friends did well discern. A noble knight of Athens town of him did take the charge, who had a son, Gancello, called just of his pitch and age. In stature and in person both, in favor, speech, and face, in quality and condition eke, they greet in every place. So like they were in all respects, the one unto the other, they were not known but by their face of father nor of mother. And as in favor they were found alike in all respects, even so they did most dearly love, as proved by good respect. Gancello loved a lady fair, which did in Athens dwell, who was in beauty peerless found, so far she did excel. Upon a time it chanced so, as fancy did him move, that he would visit for delight his lady and his love. And to his true and faithful friend he did declare the same, asking of him if he would see that fair and comely dame. Alfonso did thereto agree, and when Gancello went to see the lady which he loved, which spread his discontent. But when he cast his crystal eyes upon her angel's hue, the beauty of that lady bright did straight his heart subdue. His gentle heart so wounded was with that fair lady's face, that afterward he daily lived in sad and woeful case. And of his grief he knew not how thereof to make an end, for that he knew the lady's love was yielded to his friend. Thus being sore perplexed in mind, upon his bed he lay, like one which death and deep despair had almost worn away. His friend Gancello that did see his grief and great distress, at length requested for to know his cause of heaviness. With much ado at length he told the truth unto his friend, who did release his inward woe with comfort to the end. "Take courage then, dear friend," quoth he, "though she through love be mine, my right I will resign to thee, the lady shall be thine. You know our favors are alike, our speech alike likewise. This day is mine apparel, then you shall yourself disguise. And unto church then shall you go directly in my stead. So though my friends suppose 'tis I, you shall the lady wed." Alfonso was so well apaid as they had decreed. He went a day and wedded plain the lady there indeed. But when the nuptial feast was done and Phoebus quite was fled, the lady for Gancello took Alfonso to her bed. That night they spent in pleasant sport, and when the day was come, a post for fair Alfonso came to fetch him home to Rome. Then was the matter plainly proved, Alfonso wedded was, and not Gancello to that dame which brought great woe, alas. Alfonso being come to Rome with this his lady gay, Gancello's friends and kindred all in such a rage did stay, that they deprived him of his wealth, his lands, and rich attire, and banished him their country quite in rage and wrathful ire. With sad and pensive thoughts, alas, Cancello wondered then what was through one constrained to beg relief of many men. In this distress, oft would he say, to Rome I mean to go, to seek Alfonso, my dear friend, who will relieve my woe. To Rome, when poor Cancello came and found Alfonso's place, which was so famous, huge and fair, himself in such poor case, he was ashamed to show himself in that his poor array, saying, Alfonso knows me well if he should come this way. Wherefore he stayed within the street, Alfonso then came by, but he did not Cancello poor his friend that stood so nigh. Which grieved Cancello to the heart, quoth he, and is it so? Doth proud Alfonso now disdain his friends in need to know? In desperate sort away he went into a barn hard by, and presently he drew his knife, thinking there a boy to die. And bitterly in sorrow there he did lament and weep, and being overweighed with grief, he there fell fast asleep. Where soundly there he sweetly slept, came in a murdering thief, and with a naked knife lay by this man so full of grief. This knife so bright he took up straight, and went away amain, and thrust it into a murdered man which he before had slain. And afterward he went with speed and put this bloody knife into his hand that sleeping lay to save himself from strife. Which done in haste away he ran, and when that search was made, Cancello with his bloody knife was for the murder stayed. And brought before the magistrate, who did confess most plain, that he indeed with that same knife the murdered man had slain. Alfonso sitting there as judge, and knowing Cancello's face, to save his friend did say himself was guilty in that case. None, quoth Alfonso, killed the man, my lord, but only I, and therefore set this poor man free, and let me justly die. Then while for death these loving friends in striving did proceed, the man before the senate came, which did the fact indeed. Who being moved with remorse their friendly hearts to see, did prove before the judges plain, none did the fact but he. Thus when the truth was plainly told, of all sides joy was seen. Alfonso did embrace his friend, which had so woeful been. In rich array he clothed him as fitted his degree, and helped him to his lands again and former dignity. The murderer, for telling truth, had pardon at the time, who afterward lamented much his foul and grievous crime.